to the hearers today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, what page are we on in your study, in your little syllabus? Do you remember?
12.
Don't page number 12. All right. Now, we've been studying about angels and spirits. All right? Angels and spirits. We've talked about different angels and what they do. All right? Remember, what was Gabriel's realm? Gabriel. What? He was a messenger, all right. That's what angel means. But what did he...
The mind.
Of the mind, all right. He communicated information. All right. How about Michael? The spiritual realm. All right. He's in the spiritual realm. Now, we've gone into different places in the Bible and looked at them. Now, I told you, how many archangels do the Judaistic studiers, the rabbis, how many do they recognize? We recognize how many? We recognize three. How many do they recognize? Huh? Remember? Seven. Thank you. You know, these girls are sharp. They're just... They've got it. Tony on one side. And on the other side. Boy, I mean, we got some sharp girls. Well, sometimes in history, and even when different theologians, from where you come from, what source you come from, has got a lot to do with what you believe, doesn't it? It forms what you believe. Now, in Judaism, they have some very unusual ideas. We talked about going back into the Babylonian idea of creation, when God created everything in chaos and brought it into order. That's a Babylonian idea of creation. And J. Lewis Guthrie went into that thoroughly well in the creation of the heavens and the earth. And then the other night, Wednesday night, we were studying the text of the Bible and how different ideas get started. And we studied the term Lilith. All right, Lilith. How many of you have heard of that name now? I mean, last Wednesday night you heard it, okay. But how many otherwise have? I know Tony has. Tony asked me a question. You've heard it there, Brother Mel. Lilith. What about Lilith? What? Who is Lilith?
They said the first wife of...
Of Adam. The first wife of Adam. All right. And the rabbis, they... when they study the Bible, if the Bible makes a statement of something, they want to trace it further. They don't accept just the statement. They want to chase it and read between the lines. Sometimes we can do that. And sometimes we go out there and the twilight's on. All right? Now, some of you have this little... I made some of these. I only have a couple of them left. They're... what it says here, this is an amulet. For thousands of years, Brother John, you can have one of these, brother. That's the last one.
All right.
on this, now, where it says Germany, read that where it's right side up, okay? All right, Germany, written in red there. All right, now up here to the... So the left here, it starts from the right side. Hebrew reads right to left. Okay, it doesn't read left to right like English, okay? It says Avam. All right? Avam. With Haba. And then Huts and Lilith. That's how it reads. And this is an amulet that Jewish girls put around their neck or on their person all the time they were pregnant for thousands of years. Now, it came from Judaism. It came from the rabbis, the commentaries and everything, that commented. In Genesis, the first chapter of Genesis says that God created Adam and Eve. All right? It says that He created them, male and female. And then in another place, it says that God created man, and that he was lonely, and that he hypnotized him, literally, is what it says. Hypnotized him. It put him into a deep sleep. And that he took from his sides, plural, and you know that, Brother Blanton. Who was your Hebrew teacher?
Oh, man. That's
was it Travis
been,
Hubbard?
That's only been 40-something years ago.
Yeah. Was it Travis Hubbard?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Travis Hubbard, if he was your Hebrew teacher, I know what he told you, because he told me that for 6 years. He put Adam, he hypnotized Adam, and he put him into this deep hypnotic trance, and then he said he took from his sides, plural, blood, flesh, and bone, not a rib, but he took from his sides and he formed Isha, woman. All right? Ish means man or husband, and Isha means out of man or woman. Now, he took from Adam's sides and he made this woman. Well, the Hebrew rabbi said that there were two different creations of women. The first one that God created was Lilith. And he created her, and also this one another thing that Brother Hubbard emphasized to me, that he did not create man from dirt. He didn't make a mud doll and breathe into him life. He said he created him from the same elements as he created the dirt to become dirt, prophetically. And it says, and he breathed in him the breathings of lives. All of us were there. All right? Now, the rabbis said that when he created Adam, he created Lilith also. And that was a separate creation. And he created them equal, they say. And Lilith would never be subservient to Adam at all in any way. And that finally she pronounced the name of God, the unpronounceable name of God, and she got wings and flew off down into the near the Red Sea area. And they said Adam begged God to go get her. So he sent three angels after her. And these three angels went down there and they threatened her. They threatened to kill her children. Evidently, supposedly, according to the rabbi, she had hundreds of children already. And she wouldn't come back. So they said, we're going to kill 100 of your children a day until you come back. Well, anyway, they ended up killing all of her children, supposedly. And she wouldn't come back. And she became a demon spirit. Now, in the book of Isaiah, this is the only mention of her, according to the Hebrews. You ever hear this, Brother Blanton?
No, but boy, it's your son that rest.
Anyway, now this is how far you can go out. I'm telling you, Lilith never existed.
No.
She never existed. But this is how far when you go. This is how denominations and religions are started. Okay? This is how you can go out on the deep end. Now, in Isaiah and 34 and verse 15, it says, and all shall meet, I'm just translating this to you from Hebrew, okay? And also shall meet desert creatures. With the howlers and the shaggy goat, according to his companions, and shall call also there, shall settle the, or shall find a place of rest, a nesting place, Lilith. It says Lilith in Hebrew. Now Lilith is translated screech owl or whatever, but the Hebrews invented this demon person, this demon because it's feminine, all right? And she'll find for herself a place of rest there. Now, that's the only place this Lilith name is found in the whole Bible. But it should be translated screech owl or a night. How many of you ever been out and listened? How many of you ever been out my place at nighttime? We've got a whole three great big cypress trees full of, I don't know how many owls.
14?
What?
You said verse
14. 15. Okay. Where's this screech owl, I think, King James? And
it says hawk
or something like that.
Great owl.
What?
The great owl also, yep. The great owl is what it means.
Well, you can hear them out there, and they're hunting at nighttime. Well, the Hebrews denoted that this was some kind of demonic spirit that she had. And every Hebrew girl from that time on, from the time of Eve on, they said, needed to wear this amulet. And what it says, Adam, it says, Adam, with Hava. Hava is Eve, okay? And Adam out Lilith. In other words, she's out. And they wore this, and the one that you have right here is... Now, they carried this symbol, these symbols all over the world. Okay? They've carried these symbols all over the world. And this is one that was made in 1700 in Germany. And you can trace it. I have a book on Hebrew culture here. It's called The Culture of the Jews. And they tell all about it. And the woman, when she was in labor... Now, why do women have trouble in labor? Do you remember from the Bible?
Because in sorrow, though...
It was the curse that God put on woman for her sin. He cursed her with pain in childbirth. Now, just think about... There was a period of time... If you went to the hospital and you're a woman, if you went to a hospital and had a child, you were 50% chance of dying. Because the surgeons and the doctors there did not wash their hands between women when they deliver, and they would carry disease from one to the other and kill them. It was safer if you delivered at home. Now also on this shows you a plate here, and it shows over here in this one place a picture of a tent-like deal with a crown on top of it. That's the Torah. When a woman was in labor, if she was having trouble, they would bring the Torah from the synagogue and they'd carry it sacredly down the street and they'd tie a string from the Torah and put it into the woman's hand. And the moment that she gave birth and the child was out, they had to cut the string because she was unclean. All of these things. Now, Jesus dealt with this situation constantly when he was on this earth. Did you know that? Brother North.
Well, you know, in these, what you're talking about, there was the written word and the spoken word.
Yeah.
And in Jesus' time, when he says, it is said.
Yeah.
And then other times he said, it is written.
Yeah.
And then he was addressing the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And that's where those two guys...
That's where the traditions came in. And Jesus, their traditions. Remember when they came to him and the Sadducees came to him? Now, what does Sadducees... I remember a guy used to call them the Sadducees. Remember that, Brother Bill? Remember what Bill used to say, the Sadducees? All right. Anyway, the Sadducees came to him and they asked him a question. And they said, now, this is a great question. This was a common joke in those days. They said, this man died and left a wife, and his brother took him. And anyway, they end up with all these brothers having this wife. Whose wife will she be in the resurrection? And this was a joke, because the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection.
Yeah.
All right? And he said, you err, what? You err not knowing the Scriptures. They knew all kinds of traditions, but they didn't know the Scriptures. And the Septuagint. How many of you know what the Septuagint is?
That's the 70s translation.
The 70 people, the 72 scholars supposedly translated. And I'm going to tell you, when they translated that from Greek into from Hebrew into Greek, they translated according to their ideas. Not from Hebrew. The Babylonians had already deeply, tremendously influenced the translation of the Septuagint.
That was the canon of the Old Testament.
Now, the Septuagint was from Hebrew into Greek. Now, if you read into these, I know I've told you this before, but the Jews in Jesus' time, very few of them spoke Hebrew. Paul's of the apostles' family spoke Hebrew. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. That was the term for them. Very few of them even spoke Hebrew at that time. But Greek was the universal language of the whole known world. Everybody spoke Koine Greek. What does Koine mean?
Common.
Common or universal. That's the universal language of all the people. So that went out in there. Now, I brought this little thing about Lilith to you for one thing. Don't go chase rabbits where they don't go. Now, they did this for years. They made excuses. They said that every woman that went into lesbianism was influenced by Lilith, and that was their hero. They say that every young man, when he comes into puberty, his night dreams and everything, he was seduced by Lilith. Every girl that went the wrong way in her life was seduced by Lilith. This is Hebrew culture. All right.
LL
L-I-L-L-I-T-H, basically. But here's what it's spelled in Hebrew, L-I-L-I-T-H. This is a tau, but it doesn't have a dit in the middle of it, so it means it's T-H instead of T. All right, Lilith. Let's go on into God's Word now. We've played with that a little bit. Okay. Every now and then I throw something at you like that where you can get into that. We're on page number 12 in your syllabus. All right. Now, we talked about characteristics of the different angels and spirits. I took a demonology and pneumatology from Brother Hubbard. Brother Hubbard drove this into me. Of course, his teacher was J. Lewis Guthrie. Wanted drove it into him. He says, so many people, he said, they recognize angels, and they think that spirits and angels are one. But he said, I want you to understand something. Angels take form, and they look like what? Man, men. That's what they look like. But spirits seek human or animal flesh to dwell in. All right? And he said, we many times look over the comforting and the help of the spiritual forces. We have angelic and we have spiritual forces. Well, one third of the angels sinned and went away, and I don't think any of them have sinned since then or left God's order. There was Michael, as you see up here. There's Michael over the spiritual realm, Gabriel on the mind, and the material realm is Lucifer. I don't think that all the Lucifers went with him. That some of them in the material realm stayed with God. I think not all of Gabriel's went with Gabriel. Some of them sinned and went with Lucifer and Michael. Brother Hubbard said these people, these angels that were of Michael's realm that sinned, they were so powerful and dangerous that God put them into Tartarus, or the Abyssone, what we call Sophon Scotia, thick darkness. Jude 7 and verse 9. Jude 7 through verse 9. Jude, turn to the book of Jude. Now, all right? The book of Jude. We're studying about these angels. Jude 7. There's only one chapter in the book of Jude. By the way, I did all this if you want to study the whole book of Jude from Greek, I did the whole book from Greek. I think I did 12 or 15 classes on this little 12 or 15 hours on this. All right, verse 7. Who's got verse 7? You got that, Brother Wally?
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Okay, go on. 7 through 9.
In like manner, also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise domination, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee.
What in the world is this talking about? This is the only place in the Bible where this event is recorded. What's it about? What's it about? All right. Now this is a real event that took place, Brother.
The devil wanted the Jews to worship the body of Moses.
The devil wanted the body of Moses for some reason. Most people say, well, the Jews would, if they could have got the body of Moses, the Jews would have worshipped him. Probably would have. I mean, they like to worship stuff. Look at that amulet. Right there. I mean, there's good luck. This whole thing for about 50 pages, and this thing has all kinds of good luck charms. You know where the good luck charms and stuff came out of?
Babylon.
That's exactly where it came from. Babylon, traditions, superstition. All right? Superstition. Well, I tell you what, they're a superstitious people. Isn't the humankind, the human race, a superstitious people? If you give them a way to get to heaven that they can work for it, they'll do that 10 times to 1 over trusting in the grace of God and the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's unfortunately true.
Yes, it is. People like to work their way wherever they're going. All right, now let's look at these verses here for a little bit. All right, 7 through 9. And even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. All right, the word there, homosexuality, is what it's talking about. And going after strange flesh, different flesh than what they were, God had given them, are set forth for an example. Now the if the rabbis had quoted on this, they'd have gone out there in the Twilight Zone too, I can guarantee you. Way out there someplace. Fourth, an example of suffering and the vengeance of eternal fire. He gives us an example, it says, of eternal fire and God's hate for sin. That's what it does. Now, hell is a real place, isn't it? You believe that? It's real. It's just as real as heaven. The Bible talks more about hell than it does about heaven. I think it's warning us. Likewise, also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise lordship, rulers. The angels, what happened when Lucifer sinned? Lucifer was a great name. He even had a good name. He was beautiful. Wonderful. We study Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. What did he do when he... What was the cause of him sinning?
Pride.
And he did not want to bow down to the Lord of heaven, did he? All right? And here is the term Kiriateka. It means... Who's Kyrios?
Lord.
The Lord. In the Septuagint, Kyrios is translated from the word what? In Hebrew. What's the term?
Jehovah
and Adonai. All right, who's Adonai also? That's Jehovah also. Jesus is Adonai and Jesus is Jehovah. Jehovah means he who shall become. John 1:14. Kaiho logos sarx agenico, and the word flesh he became. That's the fulfillment of the Jehovah title right there. That's it, as straight out as you can possibly get. And it's beautiful. The word, the Jehovah flesh, sarx, he became. Third person singular. Aorist. Indicative middle voice. That's beautiful. Middle voice. When it's in middle voice, what does it mean? Who brought himself into this world?
He brought himself.
God brought himself into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. He came from eternity into space and time in the person of Jesus Christ to redeem us. Now that's love right there. That's the love of God. All right? Now, Michael had to stand in the gap for God against Lucifer, which had become Satan. What does Lucifer mean?
Light
carrier. What does Satanos or Satan mean?
Adversary.
Adversary, or one who stands against. An opposer. All right? Adversary, an opposer. All right, it says now, they speak evil of God, of the Lord, Adonai, of Jehovah. They rebelled against. And it says, and the Michael, the archangel. All right, Michael, the archangel. Now, we say that there are three archangels, but in all reality, it talks about Michael, the archangel. And we infer that Gabriel and Lucifer are also archangels. They're head angels because it speaks to them as in very important places and leadership over the other angels. All right? And then when with the devil, Diakrinomos, All right? He kept on arguing. Kept on arguing. Continued. Fighting. They were arguing. How do angels fight? How do they fight? Brother Blatton, have you ever known how angels fight?
Last fight I had was one. They have to use things that aren't material.
I don't know how they fight. You got me. I don't know what the devil ain't. A devil's feathers, devil hair. They're beating each other up. I don't know how they do it. But they were arguing. They were fighting.
They contended.
Somehow.
They opposed each other.
Yeah, they opposed each other. Somehow. With spiritual forces. I know. You know. They have pictures of, you know, like Star Wars and stuff. You know, they get out there and they go zap to each other and zap to each other and all this kind of... I don't know why the angels do that. I don't know how they do it.
Well,
but
they do.
I don't want to be around it. Because I know it's power. Dynamis.
The old devil held old Gabriel up for 20 days.
We're going to get there now, brother. We're going there. That's the next trip. All right, down the road here. We're going to go there in the book of Daniel. All right? Let's go on here. And while he was contending with the devil, all right, with Diabolos, all right, Diabolos. What does Diabolos mean? In the book,
same thing.
Diabolo. All right, diabolical, that's where our term, diabolical. And Dia. Delta, Iota, Alpha. In Greek, Dia. It looks just like it does in English. All right? Just like that. Dia. Balo. Okay? Dia balo. What's balo mean? We get our word ball from that, don't we? That means to throw. So when you throw through something, what happens? Have you ever seen anybody get shot? That pastor, I preached for this pastor over there in Old Elm here a while back. He got shot the other day, a cop shot him. Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah.
John Pace? Yeah, I preached over there for 6 weeks over at that little church here 3 or 4 years ago. He got shot. When you get shot, what happens to you? It throws a missile or projectile through you, doesn't it? And when you throw something through somebody, what do you do to them? You destroy them. It destroys them. All right? So what does Diabolos mean? It's right in Spanish. What does it mean in Spanish?
Diablo.
Uh-huh. It comes right out of Greek. What's it mean?
A destroyer.
All right. Diablo means to destroy, to throw through, literally, to impale. Well, now they're arguing, contending, and argued about the body of Moses. Dia lego. What does dia lego mean? Dia, through, again. What's lego in Greek? Huh? What's logo? Logos.
Word.
So lego means I speak. It means that it shows the idea of a bird picking out seed out there that he wants to pick out. And when you, in Greek, when you speak, you line up words from your memory and put them in a row. It's just like the bar in Greek, in Hebrew. You line up these words, one in a row, just like a fence post, and you shoot them at somebody. That's what I'm doing up here. I'm lining up words and communicating with you, lining words up one on top of the other, just like a fence post. And that's what it says here. They were arguing, debating. Dia legeto, they were arguing about the body of Moses. Well, about the body of Moses. Now, where is the material? Where is the material realm? Who was over the material realm? Lucifer. Now, I think there are some of his bunch still running around here that didn't see him. All right? If you have a guardian angel, I believe it's from the material realm, because they're over the material. Where do you live? Material realm. So if you have a guardian angel, probably it's in the material realm that these angels are over. All right? Guarding you with your material body. Well, Lucifer was over the material realm, over the material creation of God. That's why he destroyed it, as we see in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. So here he was in the material realm arguing with God and trying to steal the body of Moses, and so Michael is sent in there. Now Michael's over the spiritual realm. Since an angel is in the spiritual realm also, Michael could go there. As far as we know, who is the most powerful angel of all? Michael. But by whom does he operate? By whom does Michael operate?
The authority of God.
By the authority of God. All right, let's get that down, okay? And that's what it says right here. We're infusing a lot of things of what we believe on the Scripture, all right? We're trying to gather some things from it. Moses' body, and he would not dare to bring a judgment of railing, but said, "Rebuke you, Kyrios. Rebuke you, Jehovah, in the name of God. I'll rebuke you in the name of God by the authority of." Jesus told his little church, he said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Didn't he? In heaven and upon the earth. And then he tells his church to go out and make disciples. And what are we supposed to do to the disciples? How do you make disciples? You teach them. You teach them. The word is mathetes. What is a mathetes? What is a disciple? What's the word mathetes? Huh? Habitual learner. Habitual learner. When you make these habitual learners and they become habitual learners, what do you do with them? Huh? What do you do with these guys that you dip them? I didn't say Ron Tizo. I didn't say Nipto. I said Bob Tizo. Okay, you dip them. You dip them in the name of, in the authority of, what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, that's who the real authority in heaven and earth is. Now, we got to put up with a criminal out there and some of his buddies. How many of you ever had to put up with him? Any had put up with the criminals and the buddies this week?
Yep.
Sometimes they're in high places, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right. You got to put up with them. But one of these days, I'm looking forward to this. I'm glad I got this chart. If you don't have this chart, to get you one. One of these days, there's going to be a brand new heaven and a new earth where none of that is. That's what we got to look forward to. Now let's go on to some more places in the Bible we're going to study about angels. Daniel 12:1 and 10. And Revelation 12 and 7. And 9 and 20. Let's go to Revelation 12 and 7. That's an easy book to find. That's the last one, isn't it? Daniel, the book of Revelation. And then the rest of you go back over to the book of Daniel. Have you got that one there, Brother Wally?
No.
Is that an Episcopalian Bible you're using there, brother?
No, it's a Schofield Bible.
Go ahead, brother.
And there was war in heaven.
War. All right. There's war in heaven.
Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven.
All right.
The great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, and who was cast out onto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
This talks about a long time ago, doesn't it? The original rebellion. The original rebellion went all the way back to Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, didn't it? That's when they were kicked out of heaven.
he had access to heaven
yes.
in Job.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he did. But he was not. Now, there's going to be a there's a future fulfillment of this, and there's a past. It tells something about what happened in the past. All right, let's go look at it again now and start tying this together. This is it tells about Ezekiel 14, 12 through 15, and I mean Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, and Ezekiel 28. It tells.
Yeah,
here is this is the whole story about Satan. This blue line. See this wiggly. How many of you ever watch a snake walk? Any of you ever watch a snake walk? They walk on their belly. Yeah, they walk on their belly. That's the way God said that He cursed them. They walk on their belly. They crawl. But they go like this. And their little tracks go like this. And that's the track of that rascal. And you read all these verses, you go down through here, you talk about him going into hell, into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Etc. Let's go back here and look at this 12, Revelation, the 12th chapter. Revelation chapter 12. All right. And there became war in the heaven. Michael and the angels with him to make war with the Drakontos, the dragon. All right, the dragon. What in the world's a dragon? That's another word for the bad boy, isn't it?
Fire breather.
Yeah, he breathing fire, all right. And the dragon, he warred. He made war with the angels of him. His angels were against the forces of God. All right? And they didn't prevail. And there wasn't found a place for them still in the heaven. And he was, and the dragon was, the great dragon was cast out, the serpent, the opus. All right. And the Old Testament, what is the word for snake in Hebrew? Come on, who knows that?
Nahash.
See there, brother, you even know Hebrew. All right, Nahash. And what does Nahash mean? Nahash. That sounds bad. Nahash.
Snake.
You ought to have been out there in my chicken pen the other day when that Nahash and those chickens were at war. I think they killed that Nahash because I never found his tracks anywhere. The chickens were fighting against a snake out there in my... I thought a dog was in there or something. I heard hissing and blowing and growling and going on out there and things were... Evidently, this snake went in there into the hen's nest of a setting hen and he got in trouble trying to find egg to eat. And I mean to tell you, there was war out there in my backyard. And those chickens were beating that snake up. I mean, they would get that snake to bite, to strike at him, and he'd go, shh, and hiss like that at him, nahash. Every time you hear a snake hiss, you think of the word nahash. And his mouth would go wide open and strike at them like that, and when they get out there, they'd go, brrr, and they'd pour it on him. And I mean, that snake would just go that way and just curl and quirl. And I got out there because snakes, you know, gopher snakes I like, because they eat gophers and mice. So I was trying to save the snake's life. I got a stick there, was trying to throw him out of the pen. That dummy would go right back in there and those chickens would get him again. Boy, that was a dumb Nahash. Yeah, well, he was going to be food. He wasn't gonna, and he was about this long. Big snake. But they worked him over, and I never found out where he went. I never saw a snake. So he must have crawled out there in a hole someplace and died. Well, anyway, we have Michael and his angel fighting against the dragon. And the dragon fought God's angels and Michael's angels, and they did not prevail. And then it said the great dragon was cast out of heaven, which was known as the devil and Satan, that deceives the whole world. And he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, some of this took place back here. It talks about the great war that took place back here. It talks about the war over the body in Jude 7 through 9 over the argument over the body of Moses. Now, we know that the angels have arguments, okay? They're arguing. What? Well, they must be Baptists. All right. Yeah, they do argue. Michelle, it's good to have you in the class today. If you don't have one of these charts, we'll get one of these charts to you also. Now let's go to Daniel. Daniel, the 9th chapter, and verse 20. Daniel 9 and verse 20. Daniel. The book of Daniel tells us a lot. I mean, there's some information in that book that we're still flabbergasted over today. Let's go up. Daniel 9 and verse 20 through 23. Who has that? Michelle, are you there?
No.
9, 20 through 23. Okay. Yeah, go on.
He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding.
All right. He's come to give Daniel insight and understanding. Go on just a little further there, Michelle.
As soon as you begin to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to give you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the message and understand the vision.
All right. As soon as you called upon God, I was sent. All right? Now, Gabriel. Now, what is Gabriel over?
The mental.
What we call informational. He's a informational. Now, in the New Testament, in Luke 1:19 and 1:26, let's jump. Hold your place there in Daniel. Now, let's jump to Luke 1:19 and 1:26. All right? Luke 1 19 and 126. Who's got that? Kata Lukan, the Gospel according to Luke. All right. You got there, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Boy. There, spit her out.
And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings.
Just keep on going.
And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season.
All right, who's talking to there, Brother Wally?
Well, he's talking to Zechariah.
Zechariah.
Yeah.
Now, God had a message for Zechariah. All right, who's Zechariah?
Well, the mother of Elizabeth.
Zechariah. Who is Zechariah?
He's a priest.
He's a priest. He's the husband to
Elizabeth. And the potential father of John.
All right, here we have John the Dipper that we're talking about right now. John the Dipper. John the Immerser. All right. John the Baptist. This is his father. Now, his father, he didn't believe everything that God told him. He's a priest, and God told him he's going to have a child. And he, no way, you know. And so God told him a story here. Now go on, Brother Wally, just a little bit more.
You want a little more?
Yeah, I want a little more of that.
And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he made signs unto them and remained speechless.
All right, now let's just talk about this a little while. When the priest would go into the temple, in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, and evidently they practiced this in the temple, all right, in the tabernacle and temple. You remember what they did to the priest when he went in there to make an offering?
In the Holy of Holies?
Yeah.
They tied a rope to his garment.
They tied a rope to his leg.
Yeah,
in case he died in there, in case that dude went in there and had sin, you couldn't go in the presence of God with sin. What would happen?
Die.
Done. All right. So they tied a rope on him because nobody could go in there to get him.
They died too.
They died too.
They could send their wives.
Especially if they had one like Lilith, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they tied a rope to him, so if he went in there and he died, they drug him out because they weren't going to go after him. Now here they're worrying about Zechariah. What in the world's happened to him? He's been in there too long. T-O-O, too long. And so when he came out, they wanted to know what happened. Well, he said, he couldn't tell them. They're going to find out. 126. Let's look at some more of this story. Luke 126.
And in the 6 months of the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, and the virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph.
Okay. Hold on right there.
David.
Just hold on right there. Now, this angel. Who is this angel again?
Gabriel.
We take that he's an archangel, okay? He is a head angel over the messenger realm, over the intellectual realm. Now, he's gone there, and he's going to a place called Galilee. What does Galilee mean?
Circle.
All right. And then he goes to a city called Nazareth. What does Nazareth mean? Comes from the Tsar. Not the root. You've been taking the preacher home, haven't you? Go on, Brother Wally.
Okay. Let's see. Where were we?
27.
Yeah. Okay. And the virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, considered in her mind what manner of greeting this should be.
All right. Now we have Gabriel taking some messages again. So how many times have we seen Gabriel running around here taking messages? Over how many years? How many years does this cover? Hundreds, doesn't it? From when we went back there to he's talking to Daniel.
1,500 years.
Yeah, long time. Gabriel doing the same job, but he must do it well.
He's God, a trumpet player, too.
He's a trumpet player also. All right. Think about Gabriel. Gabriel. All right, look at that. He's over the communication realm. Now let's go to the Daniel, the 10th chapter, starting with verse 10. Daniel 10, starting with verse 10. 10 and 10. You got one of them Episcopalian Bibles too, Brother David? Anybody got a good translation?
I have not the Schofield's Bible. <Yeah.
laughs> Brother, Dr. John, would you read that one for me?
Sure. Suddenly the hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking, the word came to me. I stood trembling. And he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your word.
Okay, hold on just a second. Now, two times Daniel's been told this by Gabriel, hasn't he? He said, from the day you opened your mouth in prayer, your prayer was what? Was heard, and I was on my way. Go on from there, Brother John.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days.
All right. Hold on there. The prince of the kingdom of Persia. Who in the world is this talking about?
Probably
Lucifer. Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Now it tells we have double information here. Double information. First of all, we know that this is Lucifer, Satan, Diabolos, the devil. Now he's standing against, and he's also over Persia. So evidently, over all nations in the world, from what we gather from this and other places, there are angelic forces and spiritual forces behind every nation warring. What caused wars?
Religion.
Well, religion does a lot of time.
Disagreements.
Disagreements. All right? So here we have a dispute and a disagreement and a war. Go on, Brother John. Let's see what we've got here now.
Okay, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days.
21 days. How long 21 days? 3 sevens. All right? 21 days. All right?
And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. He has been left alone.
All right. Now, Michael, again, is talking, and he's called a chief prince, isn't he?
One
of the chief. So there are more than one archangel.
Not many, but
yeah, we know. But we've got three of them named out here. Yeah. Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. Now, I don't think that the rabbis are right having seven archangels. I don't think that's true. Okay?
If they don't know, they make it up.
Yeah, whatever they don't know, they'll fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to watch that stuff. Okay? Okay, Brother John, go on.
One of the chief princes came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the later days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come.
All right. Now we have Daniel asked God about this vision that he had. It is talking about the eschatology of times, the last things, the last days. And he's telling him, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to reveal to you what's going to come upon you and your people, Daniel. Who is Daniel's people? Who are they? Israel. Israel. All right, the Jews. All right. Why is the tribulation period coming on this earth?
For the Jews.
Bring them back to God.
That's why.
To make them call to God.
That's right. If you look down here, look on this little chart that says, talks about the dispersion of Israel. Ezekiel 36, 16 through 19, told that all the way back in the book of Ezekiel. And then we have the regathering of Israel, Ezekiel 36, 20 through 24. That's two different periods of time. This happened here. This is one that dispersed. Why were they dispersed? Why did God chastise Israel?
Because of unbelief.
The prince of heaven came to them. Their king came to them and they rejected him. They murdered the God of glory. I tell you, if you go to Acts 6 and chapter 7, read Stephen's message. He went there and he was preaching to Israel. And he told them how that God had made all the promises to Israel, that through Israel all the nations would be blessed, and he went through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all this down through there, and all of a sudden he said, and you crucified the God of glory.
And they killed him.
Not only did they kill him, but in the original language, in the imperfect tense, it says they kept on biting him.
They chewed on him
like a dog, like a bunch of mad dogs. They were dogs. The Jews called the Gentiles dogs, but the Gentiles became dogs and acted like dogs that day.
They were insane.
Yeah, they were nuts. They were crazy with sin and hate and conviction.
They want to destroy God.
When you get convicted by the Holy Spirit of God, you either get mad or you get glad.
Yeah.
One or the other, don't you? You either repent and get glad or you get mad and you fight God. And they fought God there. Well, I'm out of time. This is to be continued next week. You got previews of coming attractions. Right there is where we're going to start next week. Okay.
Just keep on going.